From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Prime Minister Netanyahu says he's for a two-state solution. U.S. President Barack Obama and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met in Washington today.
There's no foreign leader who I've met with more frequently, and I think that's a testimony to the extraordinary bond between the United States and Israel.
They're trying to find ways to cope with what the U.S. leader described as a deteriorating security environment in the Middle East. Obama administration officials said last week that the U.S. president no longer believes that agreement on creation of a Palestinian state can be achieved before he leaves office in early 2017. Mr. Netanyahu said peace is still on the table.
Equally, I want to make it clear that we have not given up our hope for peace. We'll never give up our hope for peace. And I remain committed to a vision of peace, of two states for two peoples, a demilitarized Palestinian state that recognizes the Jewish state.
The two leaders have often had a fractious relationship, and their meeting was the first in more than a year. The World Anti-Doping Agency has recommended the track and field's governing bodies suspend Russia from competition following findings by the agency of a cover-up by Russia of positive blood doping tests. In a report released Monday, the agency said top Russian athletes have long participated in a systematic doping program that involves some of Russia's sports officials. Dick Pound is the commission chairman and former WADA president.
What we hope is that Russia will seize the opportunity to move forward and to take a lead in attacking a problem that has the potential to destroy sport.
This is VOA News. Myanmar opposition.